So he said, okay. He made an announcement. He told the church what I was going to do. And 15, 10, 15, 20 people started coming to that class. I started teaching the Word of God with what God had been revealing to me. And he began to start doing mighty things. One of the first awesome things the Lord did, a young couple, they had a young son by the name of Philip Anthony Wren. He was 11 years old. They came to my class and they were awestruck at what they'd heard me teach from God's Word. I remember her saying, Thurman, I've been in church 20 years and I've never heard God's Word spoken like this. Her husband said, I've never heard these things either, but said, we need a miracle. I said, what do you need? You know, I've come to realize there's not many people in the church today that don't need a miracle or a healing. That's just the way it is. So anyway, I said, what do you need? She said, our son, Philip here, he's had warts all over his body since he was 3 years old. He had them in his eyes, in his nose, in his mouth, all over his neck, his chin, all over the palms of both hands, on the backs of his hands. They'd burned two big rows of warts off the back of his right hand. Big old scars were there where they burned them off, and all the warts came right back in the scars. She said, we've done everything. We've prayed. We've taken him to the doctor. We've done everything. Nothing works. I said, well, first of all, you didn't do anything in faith. So I spent 2.5 hours, maybe 3 with that couple, explaining to them what God had revealed to me was faith, making sure that their sins are confessed. I learned that when you live in any kind of sin, even the sin of unbelief, God will not hear your prayer. He says he will not. He says, you must walk holy before me. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So we've got a real goal or accomplishment there to meet, is to walk holy before our King. That's what he requires. And it is definitely an achievable goal. So, after teaching that couple the Word of God for 2.5 hours or so that Sunday afternoon, I knelt in the floor with them. I said, now then, I've realized that God is a faith God, and I used to not understand what that means. But I said, since he is a faith God, I have to come to him with his word, because this book is faith. This word is what he calls the trust in his word, or faith. And I said, without the word of God, it's impossible to please the King. So I said, I'm going to turn in the word of God now. After I built Philip's and his mother's and dad's faith for 2.5 hours, I turned to the little boy, 11 years old, with his body being covered with warts now and these scars since he was 3 years old. I said, son, do you believe that Jesus that I read about in this book can take those warts and scars off your body? That little boy said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you talk to us about this afternoon out of God's word, I believe he can do anything. Now that's what God's looking for right there. Believing that he can do anything. I said, son, he can. And he can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can even think or imagine, according to Ephesians 3:20. But I said, we've cut the King very short. I said, now then, I'm going to take a promise in God's word. I said, in Matthew 18:19, Jesus clearly said in Matthew 18:19, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Isn't that an awesome statement from the King? Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. A blank check. I had never used that blank check. But that day I knelt in the floor with that family around the little table there in their living room. And on my knees, with them on their knees, I raised my hands and asked the Father in the name of Jesus on behalf of that promise to take all of Philip Anthony Wren's warts and scars off. And I thank the Lord for doing it. I stood up and his mother said, when are they going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when. I said, God does 2 things that I've learned in the healing realm. One of them is miracles. That means they could all fall off right now. But I said, that may not happen. But the other one is healing. And he promises to heal. I said, it takes time for healing. I said, he will take them off. I said, I guarantee you on the word of the living God that in a few days to a few weeks at best, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body because Jesus made us the promise in his word. And that's the first time I stepped out with that bold, authoritative, I guarantee God's word. But I did it that day. I walked across the street to the Baptist church where I was attending. The next morning, when Philip's mother woke up, she ran in to check Philip. And all the warts on the ends of his fingers and up under his fingernails were already completely gone overnight. She was awestruck. I told her when I left her that afternoon, I said, ma'am, I'm going to guarantee you something else. I said, when I leave here this afternoon, the enemy, which is the devil, he's going to send one of his fellows in, and he's going to put a thought in your mind. He's going to say, now you don't really think that just because this old gray-headed guy came over here and knelt on the floor and spoke a few words into the atmosphere, that these warts and scars are going to come off a fellow's body. Remember, you took him to the doctor, and the doctor burned all those warts off the back of his right hand, and they came back in the scars. So what makes you think that those warts and scars are going to come off now because that man prayed? I said, don't you believe that? You believe God's word. I said, when you hear that voice from the devil come in your mind, I said, you take this word and you open it up and you say, Mr. Devil, let me show you what Jesus said. And I said, you read Matthew 18:19 to the devil. But she didn't have to do that. But I've taught that to many people since. Many of them have had to. But that morning when his warts began to come off, 3 weeks later, and this is so unfortunate that you don't get to see a really hysterical mother in a Baptist church very often. Well, let me tell you, 3 weeks later, when Mama walked into church, she was charismatic.